It's been a great year for sports this year. Many sports have seen their statuses increased, their prestige go up.
This is my year of sports, 2010. In January, it started off quite well with trampolining, headlining in the world of sport. She goes up, comes down again. Oh, she's up again. Now she's down. Up and down. Up and down. Up and down.
But that wasn't the only award-winning commentary that Headline Edition brought you in January. Who can forget boxing?
Oh, she's really giving the lad something to worry about now. The 1-2-1-2, the rabbit punch, and then the hefty left that he's famous for.
Boy, yeah, what? You have some on the phone?
Yeah, I'm busy commentating. Can't you see? I'm commentating.
So she's going to leave you.
Oh, I better take this, I suppose.
Hello, Audrey.
What?
No. Yeah, I know it's over, Audrey. Well, if it's about the equipment. Yeah. But they told me it was water soluble.
January also saw the dawning of the Czechoslovakian Grand Prix, an event for which I was lucky enough to be flown out to Czechoslovakia to commentate on. However, due to the Czechoslovakians' poor former Red Bloc understanding of commentary box procedure, we were unable to bring you the actual atmos of the race. Therefore, my crack team and I had to improvise.
Hello, good morning and welcome to everyone back in England. It is the Czechoslovakian Grand Prix. They're all on the starting line at the moment. I'm sure you can hear the excitement that's going on down there at the moment. Some of the power in these engines is surely something to behold. And I think we're going to be in for a really treat of a Grand Prix race today, this morning. The car's in tip-top peak condition. Engineering supremacy at its very best, ladies and gentlemen.
February was an excellent month for me, personally. One of my favourite sports, ping pong, reached a dizzy height of being almost recognised as a proper game and not just two men knocking a ball over a small net using tiny little bats. And about time, I say, I spoke to world ping pong champion, Yingxi Hahohahoha.
Great game there. Now, what do you feel about ping pong, you know? Has it come on at all in the last couple of years? Could you speak English, please? I can't understand a bloody word you're saying. If you ain't got the decency to speak English,
you better leave, pal.
February was also a good month for cycling, with London holding the 2012 Bipedal Wheel-Related Generated Transport Velocity Contest, or as it's otherwise known, the bike race. I caught up with Vince Harman, the Norwegian, who was leading the pack at that current time. Oh, here he comes around the corner now. Vince! Oh, bugger. March was also a highlight of the year for me, when I got, by viewers' requests, to play Vladimir Ilfin, widely regarded as the world's greatest ever chess player.
Here you are, comrade.
What?
Checkmate.
It bloody can't be checkmate.
Well, it is.
Come here, you chicken.
Yes, get off me, get off.
Yeah, that was a match I think I'll be telling my grandchildren about. And I'm also pleased to report that Vladimir has regained almost all feeling in his arms. April saw the start of another sporting event in the calendar of sport, bog snorkeling. Hello, you join us on the edge of the bog here. There's a worthy crowd gathered round for this event, which I think has, warranted its place in the Olympics, though they've seen fit to ignore it, possibly because they don't want to sort of, like, build a big bog. However, it could easily be done on the side of the Thames, or maybe on a pavement in Haringey. Now, with me is Dennis Simon.
Hello.
Dennis, what's the exact point of bog snorkeling?
Well, we go into the water and we see how long we can stay down.
But it's all a bit filthy, isn't it?
Well, part of the challenge is the hostile environment of the bog itself.
Yeah, I suppose this is, just sort of like men only, you know.
Oh, no, we get a lot of women, you know, coming along.
Well, what do they wear?
Well, you know, they tend to wear, you know, costumes.
What sort of costumes?
What
sort of costumes
swimming
you'd
costumes.
See on, you know, like catalogues?
I'd like the way this conversation is going.
Of course, I was instructed to have a go at bog snorkeling myself. And it is with that in mind that I say thank you to the ASC Rescue Services for their prompt action. Well, that's part one of my year of sports. Thanks. My name's Ray Ward. What's yours?